Good morning, avid jazz listeners. I'm Michael Bach, and this is the former future of jazz with a highlight on Ornette Coleman in the shape of jazz to come. Ornette Coleman was a jazz musician turned funk artist. His ability to play jazz music was extraordinary, but what really captivated his audience was the fact that he was different from all other jazz musicians. Coleman was born in 1930 in Fort Worth, Texas, right outside of Dallas. He later died in New York City in 2015, at the age of 85. Coleman was kicked out of most bandstands that he performed at in his early life, and was thought of as a disgrace to all of jazz music. You may ask yourself, why would a man with this reputation be so important to the jazz legacy? And the answer is that he was disliked because of his futuristic views on what jazz was going to transition into. This is why Ornette Coleman's album, The Shape of Jazz to Come, revolutionized the way that jazz music was played and heard after the release of his album. The Shape of Jazz to Come album cover may be seen as being blank and boring at first glance, but a seasoned jazz listener will soon after realize that the photo of Coleman with his white plastic saxophone on the cover may have a different meaning, and may mean that he himself will be the future of jazz music. Coleman's album starts with Lonely Woman, eventually, and the song Peace, and the backside of the album has the songs Focus on Sanity, Congeniality, and Chronology. Here is a clip from Coleman's song, Lonely Woman. His album has no piano and no words, which is a different spin on most other music. In the book, The 101 Best Jazz Albums, Leonard Lyons quotes Coleman as saying, "When I play an F in a song called Peace, I think it should not sound exactly like the same note in a piece called Sadness." This view is heard many times throughout his album. Coleman's album is very diverse and sporadic. This is probably because Coleman was a self-taught musician who really did not know how to read or write music. It has been said that Coleman thought in terms of pitch rather than notes. The Shape of Jazz to Come was seen as being ridiculous to most jazz musicians at the time of its release. In the book How to Listen to Jazz by Ted Gioia, Coleman was said to have even gotten in physical fights with other musicians after the release of his music, because people were saying that it wasn't actually jazz music. The Shape of Jazz to Come is very fast-paced and easy to listen to. This album also sounds as if the soloist is out of touch with other members of the jazz group. His music seems as if it was recorded at different times by different musicians in order to get each member of the group's views on how the music should turn out. Coleman changes his songs and beats based on the mood of the piece, as you can hear through the different songs on the album. If you compare Coleman's music to other musicians, you can hear how different his music is from other jazz musicians. But if you compare it to modern day jazz musicians, you can hear that he is very similar, proving that he changed the way that jazz music is played. Coleman's music and music theory relate back to many different things that happen in modern day America. Coleman believed that most jazz pieces were led by the soloist. He believed that everyone else in the band needed to just help the soloist stay on track and play their music based on what the soloist did. This is similar to the way that the government runs things in America, though sometimes it's not just one person, the government is still majority run by a small group of people that then cause everyone else to follow the rules. Coleman also did not believe in just having one lead player. Coleman believed that each member of the band should have his own solo, and that way the album would be more diverse. This is much like the American society, because it proves that American society is stronger because it is diverse. This also lets Coleman's music appeal to more people and makes his music more widespread. This also proves that in America, many people do not realize their solo effect on the economy or the way that other people do things. Coleman realized that each person brought something to the table, regardless if that was a very easy thing or a very hard thing to do. Ornette Coleman could be seen as a modern-day Drake. This is due to the fact that not all of Coleman's music was traditional, much like Drake. Drake, in his album Do Not Disturb, often has songs that do not fully fit the rap music category. Some of his songs can be seen as pop, but even others do not have any lyrics. Though Drake may do this in order to give his audience a break, Coleman does this in order to show that this is where music will be headed in years to come. Here is a clip of Drake's album. Ornette Coleman relates to Dorcas from the novel Jazz by Toni Morrison, because they are both looked down upon by other members of society for being fortunate in their respected areas. When Violet and Alice are talking about Violet's feelings toward Dorcas, she says, "She's my enemy." Alice then replies, "Why? Because she's younger and prettier and took your husband away from you?" Violet is clearly jealous of her husband's dead lover, rightfully so, and Alice makes her feel bad about it. This is very similar to the way that Ornette Coleman is talked about by fellow musicians, because they knew he was a great artist, but didn't want to admit that. Coleman was treated as an outcast of jazz society, because his music was very good, but was also very different from other members of the society. Overall, other musicians thought of him as being immature and not a real jazz musician, even though now he is seen as being iconic in the name of jazz. Ornette Coleman truly changed the way that jazz music is heard or played. His album, The Shape of Jazz to Come, was a defining moment in the history of the jazz age, due to the fact that it was the beginning of a new era of jazz music, post-1960. Overall, Ornette Coleman is one of the best jazz musicians and musical philosophers of the 20th century, and he should be regarded as a pioneer of modern-day jazz. Special thanks to Mike Miley for helping me with researching and editing, Chris Young for helping with the setup of all the audio equipment, and Stuart Woods for his audio technician work.
This podcast was written, produced, and edited by Michael Bach.